This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Northwest Wisconsin nonprofit has announced the recipients of grant funding meant to help schools improve their art programs. According to a press release, the Wisconsin Northwest Heritage Passage has awarded five grants of $500 each to teachers in the Spooner area, hoping the funding will allow those teachers to provide more materials and resources for their students. The organization is also planning to showcase the work of the students receiving the benefit of the grant funding with an exhibit event to encourage their creativity. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a public meeting next week to discuss future Lake Superior fish stocking plans. According to a press release, the meeting will address the future of brown trout stocking with the fishing season just getting underway. DNR officials say two of every three brown trout harvested from the lake are produced by their stocking programs, and recent evaluations of the stocking programs could improve the overall population. The DNR will also discuss splake and walleye regulations. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has released a warning about cucumbers sold in Wisconsin that are being recalled over a possible salmonella threat. According to FDA officials, the cucumbers were sold by SunFed in 26 states between mid-October and November 26th. Since then, 68 people, including a handful from Wisconsin, have become ill after eating them, and a recall was issued. If you recently bought cucumbers from SunFed, you should check for the label reading Agritato SA de CV and throw them away or return them to the store. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Barron County man accused of skipping out on a court hearing to answer for drug possession charges. According to court documents, 42-year-old Nathan Rickards was scheduled to appear on charges of possessing methamphetamines with intent to distribute on Friday, but never appeared to answer the charges. Rickards was arrested in July on Highway 53 between Cameron and Rice Lake and was accused of having stolen plates on his car. He allegedly had 11 grams of methamphetamines in the vehicle. With the 2024 election in the rearview mirror, Wisconsin residents are now turning their attention to the upcoming state Supreme Court election that will have major consequences for the future of the state. Over the weekend, conservative Brad Schimmel officially announced his candidacy to replace liberal Justice Ann Bradley, who plans to retire at the end of her term. The state Supreme Court currently holds a 4-3 majority for Democrats, which proved essential for maintaining reproductive rights following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The leader of Wisconsin's Democratic Party has announced his bid to head up the party's national strategy. Ben Wickler joins an increasingly crowded field to head up the national party with lawmakers from across the country and says his goal is to unite the party and fight to win. As part of his sales pitch, Wickler noted that the swing state of Wisconsin shifted towards President-elect Trump by a significantly smaller margin than other swing states in the 2024 election, as well as his track record of outraising Republican candidates in competitive races. Hunters in Sawyer County had an especially slow start to the gun deer hunt season. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, hunters registered just 349 bucks during opening weekend, a significant drop from the 513 bucks registered in 2023. They also registered significantly fewer does than the five-year average, with 170 registered this year compared to an average of 259. Officials expect recent snow to help with the slow harvest in the second half of the season. Three men involved in a bar brawl in Rice Lake in 2023 have been ordered to pay over $23,000 in restitution. According to court documents, two Rice Lake men and a Dallas man were involved in the altercation at Mr. Bob's Bar that left another man severely injured. The victim was found in the parking lot behind the bar by authorities, unable to move his left arm and bleeding from the face. He had allegedly told the three defendants to leave the bar because they were making people uncomfortable. All three were criminally charged. Wisconsin farmers are losing hope that a new farm bill or an extension on the current farm bill will be approved during the final days of the year. The United States Congress will return to session on Tuesday with about 2 weeks to approve another farm bill extension or a new farm bill entirely, but experts believe there will be no movement on the bill until the next Congress. The bill was a major topic in the final days of Wisconsin's Senate race and provides support for the farming industry like crop insurance and sustainable farming assistance. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase, however, and may not be completed for a couple of years. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but... like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Surf Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And, get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop down to around 12 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.